Let us pray. Dear God, our Father, as we live life down here in this fallen world, we find ourselves sometimes needing less and sometimes needing more. It just depends on, Father, where we find ourselves and how we find ourselves in this life. But today, oh God, seems to be one of those times when we need more from you. And so, dear God, I ask now for more grace, for more healing, for more health, for more strength, oh God, more insight, more of your guidance, more, oh God, peace of mind for this person, oh God. We ask, oh God, for more and better health. We ask, oh God, for more of your presence. And more, oh God, of your vision that helps us see through and beyond to better days. Lord, I just ask for more for this person today. In the midst of all of the bad news, I pray, Lord, that there is some good news for a change, some positive news for a change, even if it comes, oh God, from your own word, out of the core of their being, out of their spirit. I'm asking for more for them. Lord, thank you for this person. I'm privileged to pray with and for. And whatever time this prayer catches up to them, I pray, Father, that they would be aware and know that you're already in the process of blessing them beyond measure. I pray, Heavenly Father, that this meditative moment will function as a confirmation to them that you have them on your mind and that you, in your own way, are working things out for them in your own timing. Oh God, I just pray that you would protect this person today. I pray, oh God, that you would protect them comprehensively, thoroughly, and completely from anything that would seek to endanger them, that would be a demise to them. Anything, oh God, that would come to discourage them and distress them and depress them, oh God, I just pray for protection for this person right now. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would protect them from all kinds of illnesses, even the ones that they may be aware of or the ones that may be trying to take hold right now, trying to make parts of this person's body weak because of all of the stress and strain and all of these things in our foods, oh God, that we eat unawares. We just need your help on so many different points in so many different places of our lives, oh God. And you are our only help and hope. And it's a joy to talk to you on the behalf of this person. I pray that you would protect their health. And God, I ask that you would shut down all miscellaneous demonic forces and evil intentions. I ask you would cancel the plans of the devil from around this person's life, in this person's life, including their homes, oh God, their families, and those close to them. I pray your protection. And then, God, having read your word, we know that we are promised to deal with and have difficult moments. And as bad as we would prefer not to deal with them at all, you allow some of them to reach us so that we can have an understanding that we otherwise wouldn't, so certain things would be revealed to us. And I pray, Father, that whatever you allow this person to see, feel, or experience that's unpleasant and difficult, I pray, Father, that they would learn whatever lesson that you have for them to learn. And I pray, oh God, that they would leave with a clearer understanding on who you are and who the people are around you and even who they are. And may they draw close to you, Father, giving you glory and praising you from every single problem that you permit. I lift this person up to you. I pray, God, for a good day for them. I pray, oh God, for confirmation in their journey of life. I pray, Father, that you would encourage them as they're in the process of becoming. I pray, Holy Father, that you would make it clear that their life is not random, but that their life has meaning, purpose, and value. And I pray, Father, that they live through each moment of difficulty, knowing that your purpose and plan for their lives is manifesting, that you may get the glory. Oh God, I just pray that you would hear and that you would help. I pray that you would get all the glory, but do it for this person's good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I know that sometimes we are befuddled and melancholy. We don't want to be bothered. We want to be left alone in a solitary place and space. But in spite of it all, I just want to encourage you to be encouraged. And I want to encourage you to not be swallowed up by whatever's happening now. But I'm encouraging you to access the joy that is yours. And joy begins in salvation. In the day of knowing that eventually none of this will be, and we will forever be in the presence of God and our fallen family members. And from that joy, it has present day implications in giving you strength to get through the next moment. And then God will give you, he'll give you beams from heaven. He'll give you reasons to celebrate. He'll give you things that inspire and that encourage and allow those moments to lift you. But you have a good day today. And if you're not saved, you're in a dangerous place, especially with all of this going on in the world now. But you can remove yourself from that dangerous place by acknowledging that you need Jesus, by believing that he is the only begotten Son of God the Father, that he died and rose again after 3 days. And then the only thing left for you to do is to confess that because you believe it. Believe because you believe it in your heart. So bring your mouth into alignment with your heart and confess and profess a hope in Jesus Christ for salvation. And right now, he will save you. If you make that decision, you are no longer in the danger zone. And before we allow for this meditative moment to fade into oblivion, would you be so kind to think of someone else who may need it and then send it to them? You may make their day or their eternity. Either one, to God be the glory. Be encouraged. You keep pressing. You keep pushing. And know that God is with you. And I love you. Take care. Until next time, Pastor C. Ramont Morris, Bethel of Brooklyn, New York. Bye-bye.